The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
Hello and welcome to The Lowdown, your ultimate guide to week one. I'm James.
And I'm Meg, and you're listening to URN.
Both Monday and Tuesday nights out have been ticked off, and Freshers Week is beginning to feel like a lad's holiday in the north.
Today on The Lowdown, we'll be giving you all the information you need to achieve that all-important 40% pass mark in your first year.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
What's on Wednesday?
Today is the day when sports take over campus. Make your way down to the Sports Centre for information on all your sports clubs and societies from 10 till 4.
If you're ready to venture off campus, Travel Sock is doing trips and tours around town so you can experience all that Nottingham has to offer. This runs from 9 till 4, with buses picking up from East Drive outside the Portland building.
The LGBT Society are holding a free lunch today. This is running from 12 till 1 in D138 Portland building.
If you're studying on Sutton Bonington, today is your welcome festival. All societies will be showcasing what they have to offer, with stalls from societies, sports and student support services from 1 till 4.
From 7.30, there's an annual Freshers Ghost Walk through Nottingham City. This starts at the Salutation Inn, costing only £7, and takes you through Nottingham's scariest side streets and buildings. Oceania is not included.
Alternatively, you can make your way to the Home Comfort Cafe for a night filled with hot chocolate, board games and home comforts hosted by the Chaplaincy.
If this doesn't take your fancy, you can always go to your Hall's Pub Quiz, which are taking place in all Hall Common Rooms.
If you're on Sutton Bonington, you can make your way to the Open Mic Night hosted by Music Sock. This is running from 8 till 11 and showcases all of the local music talent.
If you're heroically off out on what is probably your third consecutive night, you need to dig out your finest angel outfit or embrace your inner Lucifer, as it's heaven or hell night for Halls. Depending on where you are, you'll either be at Antics, Forum or Stealth, with transport available from Halls and tickets costing £5.
So that's what's on for Wednesday. Check it out on audioboom.com/URN speech if you want to hear it again.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
So, to get the rundown on all your education needs, we interviewed SU Education Officer Dan Rattigan about who to contact if you have any inquiries about your course.
Lecture problems.
In every school and in every course, there are course reps set up. There's a system set up for people who have issues either with the lecturer, with their own personal kind of work they're getting on with coursework, exams. We have a network of course reps and school reps who are all within their schools. It'll be promoted to them through their in the school buildings who these people are. We'll make sure we're shouting about it so everyone knows who they are. And they're a network of people who can raise deeply and widely felt issues through learning community forums, and basically anything that needs to be solved can be solved through that.
Lecture recordings.
A lot of the education I've seen in the past have hit a kind of stumbling block with that. You get to the stage where you go to the university and say, our students all want our lectures recorded, and the university says, whoa, X, Y, and Z. So what we've done this year is we're taking a new approach. There's a new Pro Vice Chancellor for Teaching and Learning, who's Sarah O'Hara, who I'm working with closely, who's got a new kind of innovative way of having your lectures recorded. Not necessarily the full hour of every lecture expected to be up the day the lecture's finished, but the potential for sound bites and things that can be used, because the lecture recordings are used, the spikes when you look at the kind of viewing of them is all just before exam period. So what they're looking to do is just before exam period, hopefully, fingers crossed this year, is bring in a new innovative way with the teachers to kind of get the key information in kind of video format for those times.
University resources.
The social working space is in almost all of the schools here, as well as the libraries. And a new feature actually that's starting online is Your University Journey, which is a kind of new, which is a Nottingham Open online course, and it's especially useful for first years and returning second years. So it's something that you can sign up to on Moodle completely free, and it's not an assessed module, but it's something that can be supplementary to your work while you're working. So it will be stuff like introductions to writing essays or taking notes or something. It covers a wide range of things, but it can be supported. Your University Journey, it's Gordon. It's all on Moodle, and it supports basically students going, making the transition through first year and then on to second year, because we're into the second year of the course now.
Course changes.
Through the network of course reps and school reps, any issues, say, with your course content or with how it's delivered or with the tutors or the lecturers, goes through the LCF forums, which are composed of the course reps, school reps and the academics within the school. And anything that gets raised there will be brought to me, which I can then take to the university and say, we need to change X, Y and Z about this aspect of a course.
That was Dan Rattigan, your education officer, and you can find him on Twitter at @UONSU_education.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
Aside from the Lowdown here on URN, we have a number of different areas of the station that you, as students, can get involved in. Take a listen to them now.
Student discussion on URN. For all the latest in entertainment, the music show.
With all your news, reviews and live sessions.
The film show.
From old favourites to new releases.
We talk films.
Keep up to speed with URN Sport.
Stuart Pearce, you're back in Nottingham. How does it feel?
It's a great sporting city. It's a friendly city. And I think the universe.
Stay on top of the student debate with shows like The Big Picture and Ask Miss D.
We don't really have any solutions here, James. It's quite clear that there is not a chancellor.
I have to have a solution.
You can get involved with the show using the hashtag AskMissD, and I will answer all the questions you have.
And with all the news that matters to you, The Pulse, every weekday, 5 till 6.
In my opinion, the team did nothing wrong. Initiations are a big part
but
of university life.
But they broke the guidelines. They have to be punished.
Student news, student chat, and student voices on URN.
If you're interested in getting involved in the speech part of the station, send an email to speech@urn1350.net.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
So aside from the great teaching at Nottingham, there's also a huge number of extra modules you could take to plump up that LinkedIn profile.
The Advantage Award offers over 200 modules that vary from entrepreneurship to career skills.
We spoke to Andrea from the Advantage Award, who told us more about it.
So what exactly is the Advantage Award?
So the Nottingham Advantage Award is our employability award here at Nottingham. Students are able to achieve credits through picking modules and recognise their extra and co-curricular activities. To complete the award, students need to achieve 30 credits, and that's basically over a 10 or 20 credit module basis, and they can work those up to achieve the 30 credits. The majority of modules are 10 credit, and the award is designed to be over a minimum of 1 year, as students can't do more than 20 credits within one academic year. So we're trying to complement your studies rather than compete with them.
How do you apply for the Advantage Award?
So all of our award modules can be found on our online module guide, and you can access that through the nottingham.ac.uk/careers/advantage webpage, and that will help you to browse through the modules. Next up would be Workspace, which can be accessed through not.ac.uk/advantage award, and that basically has more information on the modules. There's more module information, such as the module specification, application, deadlines, how to apply, assessment, as well as timetabled sessions, so it kind of gives you a better idea of what the module actually involves.
What type of modules are there?
So the award modules are grouped into 11 different categories. We've got peer mentoring, we've also got students' union activities, sports, community and volunteering, events management. There's quite a broad range of activities that can go within one category. The modules are either one term or year long. We've got different modules that are specific to schools and faculties, whereas others are open to all students, as well as online modules as well. So that's handy if you've got quite a busy contract timetable or you're doing a year abroad, for example.
Is it good for your CV?
It's definitely good for your CV. The award is all about improving your employability, and that's by enhancing your skills. So we've got a lot of modules. The assessment is reflective practice, so that kind of helps you to realise what skills you've gained and then put that into practice. The award is recognised by top employers as well, and we do also have employer-led modules, so therefore we have quite a good connection being with the Careers and Employability Service as well. And there's employer-led skills workshops and employer-supported prizes, so it ticks all the boxes.
And can any students take part in the Advantage Award?
Yes, all registered students of the University of Nottingham can take part, and it is a global award. So in terms of the other campuses, Malaysia and China, we've got tri-campus award there, so the award can continue at each campus, and you can start in any year as well. So to achieve the 30 credits, you could do perhaps one module each year that you're in study, or you could do two modules in your first year and the last one in your second year, so you can complete it before you graduate in your final year.
That was the Advantage Award staff giving you the rundown on the course. To read more, search the Advantage Award on Google.
The Lowdown. Your number one week one source.
University work is a different world to the good old days of being spoon-fed from textbooks at school.
So in order to help you survive first year, we spoke to some second and third years for their tips on how to do well on your course.
I'd say in first year, don't take it too seriously. I mean, make sure you do the work, and it is good preparation for it where you go on. But remember, it's not counting towards your degree in first year, and really, the thing you want to focus on is making sure you're taking part in clubs and societies and making sure that you're happy.
One thing that I did in first year was I went to lots of lectures, but I never took anything in really, and I had to relearn it all at the revision period, which just stressed me out so much, and I didn't do that great in my exams. So make sure you're learning as you go through the year, not just at exam period.
Don't work too hard, but don't get complacent. It's good to strike a balance. Make sure that you're doing enough, but don't go overboard, because it is first year after all, and you have the opportunity to just sort of, you know, not stress out about work quite as much.
So some top tips for history is probably just to make sure you do all the reading which you're meant to do, because if you don't do it for a couple of weeks, you can find yourself behind quite easily.
It's not that difficult, just don't let it pile up, really. That would be my biggest tip. You can get away with doing not a huge amount all the time, but as long as you do little bits consistently, then it won't back up on you and you should be fine throughout the year.
My advice would be to make sure you remember your teacher's names. Write it down on a piece of paper or something like that, because it's so easy to forget names. You're getting so many names bombarded at you. So write it down, and then you'll be able to email them any questions you have.
I would say time management. If you can nail it from day one, then you can have fun with everything else.
Definitely attend as many lectures and seminars as you possibly can. And really, at university, you know, you don't get things handed to you on a plate. You need to be the one asking for help, and, you know, really being active in terms of, if you don't understand something, see your personal tutor, you know, read up on it. Definitely being active.
So that was a brief 101 on how to survive your course from Nottingham students.
The Lowdown. Your number one week one source.
So Dan mentioned earlier the existence of course reps.
That's right. Every year of every course has a course rep elected by you to make sure your needs are heard by the department.
We spoke to history course rep Beth about her role.
The job.
So my job entails listening to and getting the opinions of everyone from the history department, and then passing those over to the staff members as part of the learning community forum. And from there, we discuss these issues and try and make everyone's experience at Nottingham the best it can possibly be.
Lobbying.
So that's basically what the Learning Community Forum does. There are two members of the Learning Community Forum per year, and through that, if you tell your course reps what your problems are, they can actually take it to committed members of the department who actually want to help you. The only reason we have Learning Community Forums is to make sure that the staff do listen to the students, and this university is fantastic at actually getting things done and being able to influence actual opinion in the departments themselves.
Changes made.
So quite a lot of things, really. Most recently, we've managed to change the feedback forms for history students. So they'll be coming in this September. This means it'll make it a lot easier to see where you've gone wrong, what you're actually doing, because too frequently beforehand, you're getting feedback that maybe was just on the borderline of maybe a 2-1, but you weren't being told what was going wrong. And so with this new feedback form, there'll be ways for students to actually see what they've done, how they can improve, and actually get those top marks.
Contact.
So in all of the departments, there is a notice board with my face on it personally, but there's obviously other faces in different departments. Likewise, if you contact the Students' Union Course Rep Department at sucoursereps@nottingham.ac.uk, you can find out who your actual course reps are for each department specifically. there tends to be quite an active presence within each department, so you'll often find shout outs at lectures or even at the talk courses office. They'll be able to tell you who they are.
Fresher advice.
Just get involved. Just make sure you try and keep a little bit on top of things. You're going to have an absolutely great time. Just make sure you do keep your head down and have as much fun as possible.
How to apply.
So within the first couple of weeks, there will probably be shout outs from other course reps and staff members in the departments. And this way, there will be elections in about the third week of term. And so to do that, all you just have to do is put your name down, put a picture of yourself, a little manifesto about what you'd like to do. Even though it is early days, I'm sure you might be able to find some things that you as a student want to do in the department. And that way, when it comes to the actual elections, you'll have lots of people trying to support you and then voting, hopefully.
That was Beth, a history course rep, giving you an idea of the job. If you want to sign up, the best thing to do is to attend all your lectures during the next few weeks and hope to hear the shout out.
The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
So that's a crash course from URN on how to make the most of your course. Tune in tomorrow to hear about welfare within uni. If you've missed any of the episodes, make sure to check out our Audioboom channel at audioboom.com/URN speech.
Don't forget to tune into The Pulse every evening from 5 at urn1350.net for more of the week one news that matters to you.
To keep up to date with all your campus news, you can also follow us on Twitter at URNPulse or like our Facebook page, URN News.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.